You are listening to Talking Pictures with the multifaceted film historian, lead film festival writer for Influx Magazine, multi-award-winning producer of feature films and shorts, your host, Mr. Paul Booth.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth, and I'm here today to discuss Alicia Witt's new album, Revisionary History. Alicia came on our show a few weeks ago and stopped by and discussed the album and shared some great stories with us about a few of the tunes. And I'm really happy to be here today because I've gotten to see Alicia perform live. I got to see her perform some of these songs from her new album live. And she had her release party at the Hotel Cafe back on March 7th in Hollywood. And she has release parties coming up in Chicago on Monday the 22nd. She had one last night in New York. So pardon me if you're catching this a day or so after. It's the nature of keeping up with technology. But there's not enough that I can say about this wonderful album that Alicia put out. Of course, many of you know her as an actress from numerous films and television shows, going back to David Lynch's Dune as a little girl, Mr. Holland's Opus, Vanilla Sky, Cameron Crowe's movie. She had a great role as a teenager with a drug issue in Citizen Ruth, Alexander Payne's first movie. Last year, she really surprised me with a string of indie films. Not surprised me, because I know she's talented, but really made me a fan with Cold Turkey, which stars Peter Bogdanovich, and Away From Here, which is a movie with Nick Stahl. Nick Stahl is best known for Man Without a Face, the Mel Gibson movie from the 90s. She was just so diverse, Alicia, in both of these films. And so when I got to cover her music, it was really amazing because she's kind of this, I call her a triangle of talent, because some can do comedy, some can do drama, some occasionally can do both. Once in a while, a musician is funny, but to do all three, and especially how good she is with music and her piano, she's quoted as saying it's her favorite place to be on stage. Her passion is contagious, her smile lights up the room, and so with Revisionary Road, I was so thankful to receive an advanced copy to review for the press, and you can read my written review of this at www.richgirlnetwork.tv. I released that a few weeks ago, and that can give you some more detail. But today I'm going to talk about a few songs, and we're actually blessed that Alicia said we could play excerpts and or a couple of songs from the album so you guys can kind of get a little bit of a taste. And we want to appreciate her for that and appreciate her for stopping by, because some of the stories that you're going to hear today are, I think, are pretty cool and were personal. And I've said many times, but I want to say it on air, Alicia is a real musician. She takes from jazz and blues and country and pop, funk, and she doesn't label music, and that's, to me, what real musicians do. It's okay if you say you're a rapper, or you're a guitarist, or you play country music. There's no taking away from that, but the musicians that we all love, like Santana, Aerosmith, Elton John, when you really break their music down, you hear everything. They don't judge, and they don't separate, so... The first track I want to talk about, and we're going to be able to get a little bit of taste of it here on the show, is About Me. And as Alicia explained to us, this is kind of a girl anthem. The line that caught me when I was listening to it live at the Hotel Cafe was, Alicia was explaining, it kind of seemed like it was an argument with her boyfriend, and the line is, fuck your shit, are you ready for mine? And I think this made me laugh because I've heard it from females before. I'm not the perfect guy. And it made me kind of say, like, wow, there's so few songs where women are willing to go out there and to say, you know what, fuck you, buddy. And not in a rude way or a derogatory way. Alicia is a very kind spirit and a very kind soul, and but she's human. And this song about me is funny to me as a guy. I'm sure it's not funny to women who have been in that position, and it's not a downer of a song, but it is definitely a girl anthem. It is definitely about standing up for who you are. It comes as track number 2, About Me.
I bet you never once looked back at all the shit I took from you. I bet you never saw this come and wonder what you're gonna do. So sick of talking about your stupid life. So sick of hearing you got so little time. You're as deep as a sock and as true as a lie. Yeah, fuck your shit, you ready for mine? What about me?
When I work with, when I'm making an album, I also feel like the producer of the album should have a lot of influence over which songs we record. And on this new album, for example, Revisionary History, it was produced by the amazing Ben Folds, who has always been one of my musical influences. And we ended up meeting in Nashville about 3 years ago when I was coming through for my Live at Rocket album. So I was playing at the Bluebird that night and ended up meeting him at a deli where I was having lunch with one of the songwriters who I was going to be playing with that night. One thing led to another, and we ended up recording in his studio the following year. And I think of all the songs on the album, the one that I definitely felt right off the bat when we talked about working together was that the song About Me is probably a song that no one else but Ben could have produced. I think it's a very tricky song, and I had actually tried to record it with another producer a few years earlier, and it just didn't quite have the energy that I felt like it had live, and he knew exactly what to do with it. So I think that's a great example of a song that I said, let's please do this one, and he said, yes, without a doubt, we need to do that one. And then there's other songs on the album that I wouldn't necessarily have thought to record, such as Blind, which appears on my first EP, which I put out in 2009. And I always liked the song, but I felt like because it had been written and recorded so long ago, that was something I felt I'd already done. And he kept listening to it, and he just heard it as more of a bluegrass stomp kind of a vibe. And he felt so strongly about it that I would have been out of my mind if I hadn't followed that instinct of his. And I think it's an incredible rendition of it that would never exist if you weren't producing it.
Another great song, which there's a video on her website, you can go to aliciawittmusic.com. That's www.aliciawittmusic.com. The song is called Down, and it features Tone Z. It starts out with what I think is a quote to a Billy Joel song, because Alicia tells me she loves Billy Joel. A little bit of a piano thing. And then it goes into hip-hop. And again, it goes back to Alicia doesn't judge music or pick genres. If you tell me you love Elton John and Billy Joel, the last thing you think you're going to hear is hip-hop. Sure, you're going to hear classic rock. Sure, you're going to hear country. Sure, Alicia's told us on stage, if you're writing songs in Nashville, that's going to seep in. But to hear hip-hop, really cool song. Down featuring Tozy. Forever it crows, time to take flight.
When I move, look in the mirror, got something to prove, nothing to lose, gave all I could, beef and drama surrounding my hood, my siblings are crazy, got love them to death, we're playing the game and pain is the ref, I'm changing the rules, paid all my dues, load up the whip and bounce on you fools, ha, been a dreamer,
dreams is the cradle. Cooking the plans, setting the table. Time for a feast, get ready to grub. Wave to my fam, throw on some love. I'm not really trying to hurt nobody. Clear out my path, but don't try to stop me.
Down with the guns and gunners.
She has another song on here that I want you to check out, her movie Cold Turkey, which was originally called Pasadena. So the name of the song is Pasadena, and it's written with her producer, Ben Folds, from Ben Folds 5, a known musician in his own right. Pasadena, check that out.
I feel like it's a song that, because the movie wasn't tremendously widely seen, I feel like the song has a potential for applying to lots of different situations. The truth is, it came from an idea that I was in the process of formulating in my brain before the director had ever asked us to write the end credits song for the film. Just the idea that we try so hard sometimes to distance ourselves from our past. And it's interesting you asked about it, because that's something that I've been talking about and thinking about a lot recently. The idea that if you are, instead of trying to put your past behind you and move on and overcome something that you came from, instead of that mentality, if you're more embracing of your past and owning it and saying, yeah, that's where I come from, this is who I am, and I'm proud of it, and this is who I am now, and I am this because of where I came from. To me, that's what this song is about, this idea that maybe we come full circle to the place, or the mind frame at least, that we came from. Maybe what we thought we wanted when we were teenagers and too innocent to know any better, perhaps that's what we really are at our core. And I don't know, I've just been thinking a lot about that lately. And I think for someone who never saw the movie or hasn't seen the music video that we made, which is intercut with a lot of footage from the film, it's not only true to what the movie is about, but it seems to me it would apply to a lot of life situations as well.
But another song that I want to play here today on the show, some excerpts of, or possibly the whole song, is Consolation Prize. I love this track, and the story that we can also throw on air here that Alicia shared about it gave it a whole new dimension and gave it a whole new, I don't want to say meaning because that means dimension, but it's really, really cool. I always say that sometimes the story behind the song is more interesting This isn't the case with Alicia because they're both great and they're both interesting. But when a musician can kind of go out there on that edge and be willing to admit that that song is about their tough time or whatever it is that they were feeling, that brings us into experience. And that's the great thing with Alicia. So Consolation Prize, we have it here today for you. Enjoy.
Every now and then I wonder how you've been in all this time. I wonder if you ever came around to what went down. And once in a while I think of all the life we spent together. And I don't even know your number anymore. Looking back at all your quiet desperation. In retrospect now, aren't you glad I let you go? Isn't it nice to know that you're not my consolation prize? Doesn't it feel like freedom breathing in and out now? Isn't it good to see all the love in someone else's eyes? Doesn't it all make sense how you're better off without me? Whoa, 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 whoa.
I was thinking about this particular guy that I had a long relationship with, and really everything in the song is true. It's just about someone who's a lovely person that I fell out of love with, and we ended the relationship with incredible respect and friendship and care and love, and we remained friends for a good year or maybe even 2 years after we broke up, because there was nothing big and horrible that ended it. It just was the way life went. And then he met the woman who is now his wife, and he decided to not speak to me anymore.
Oh,
I guess
interesting.
He was uncomfortable with that. And I heard through the grapevine that it was sort of, our relationship was getting reframed as me having not treated him well, and it occurred to me that that was literally revisionary history, like a way for them to frame that relationship as having been invalid, and this was the real relationship. But the truth is, if I hadn't ended our relationship, he would never have met this woman who is obviously meant to be his life partner. And we have mutual friends, and I saw how happy they were together, and it just warmed my heart. I was 1,000,000% thrilled for him, and just sad that I tried to reach out and tell him congratulations, and he wouldn't respond, that sort of thing. So,
right.
And this all happened a few years back, and I was just thinking about it one day, and most of the lyrics came out pretty fast, and the melody came along with it, which is unusual for me.
And then lastly, I'm not ready for Christmas. Alicia explained to me in an interview we did that this song, I'm Not Ready for Christmas, was her answer to how everyone's always saying, what are you doing for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas? Did you get your gifts? What's your party? What's your plan? I kind of came to the realization as I was talking with Alicia, does anybody really care what we're doing for Christmas other than that we're safe or seeing loved ones? Do you really care if I have pie? Do you really care that I got a new razor for Christmas? And so it's this thing that even people you don't know ask you if you're ready for Christmas. I think your best friend, your mate or spouse or parent should ask if you're ready for Christmas. Other than that, you should give it. This is kind of a what's the point of always saying, are we ready for Christmas? I'm not ready for Christmas.
Another summer's gone. Don't know where and when. I can't believe it's that time of year again. Winter's closing in. Some kind of messed up time. The calendar begins its race to December 25. I'm not ready for Christmas. Don't need a gift list. Don't give a shit how many shopping days are left this holiday season. Give me one reason I should believe it's ever gonna change. And why should
what the musical inspiration was, I couldn't tell you, but I just heard this melody in my head, and I thought that there wasn't really a song that I could think of that describes how I feel sometimes about Christmas. And the year that I wrote it, I had done 3 Christmas movies back to back. I'd filmed 3 Christmas movies. I'd gone from never making one to doing 3 of them, which all came out the same year. And when the holidays are approaching, we all know that people start asking, so what are you doing for the holidays? You know, it doesn't even matter what religion you are. It's just the holiday. It's this big thing, and it's always built up. And if you are celebrating Christmas with family, it usually, in my experience, kind of blows up. It never goes that way. And it occurs to me everyone I know has the same experience. It's got nothing to do with someone's family being better or worse than another. It's just stressful. So I've actually, a couple of Christmases, I've sort of avoided it and decided I'm going to just go away and not really observe it and just go travel. Because it's one time of year when you're an actor that you know you won't be called into work for 2 weeks. So I just thought I would write a silly song in answer to the question, so are you ready for Christmas? And so I wrote, I'm not ready for Christmas.
Don't need a gift list. Give me your stockings and I'll stop on fire. I'm not ready for sleigh bells. 2 months of carols.
Again, revisionary history. I only explained half the album, and those are all fun tunes, so this is going to be worth your time. Coming out April 1st, iTunes, and for all the other information and ways to get it, again, www.aliciawittmusic.com. Support Alicia for her music. Support her because she's a great artist. Support her because she's a good person. And most of all, just support the fact that she's grateful for when you come to a show. She's grateful for when you listen to a song. And I'm not being derogatory, but so few artists just truly sit in being grateful for their art. And so with that, I want to sign off. Enjoy the songs that my audio guy decided to throw in. I can't wait to hear what he picked. I'm going to sign off with that and tell you again, go to www.aliciawittmusic.com. Tell your friends and support her art. And if you can, support her shows, or her live shows, and then also support her television and film work. Great artist. Thank you for your time today, and this has been Talking Pictures with Paul Booth, and a big thank you to my audio and production team.
The name Talking Pictures was created by Alexa Foreman, web design by Josh Lang, written by Paul Booth and Rob Sterrett, produced by Rob Sterrett and Jim McNulty, executive producers Carolyn Booth and Paul Booth, audio production by Dustin Lucas.